This is a production of Cornell University.
Can I get a count on who's here, please?
Morgan Baker. Oh, sorry. Genevieve Bansaw. Duncan Katie. Pedro De Severa. Dylan Eisman. Annette Gleiberman.
Here.
Payne Gronemeyer.
Here.
Deepak Olongo. John Jiang. Andrew Wan.
Here.
Joanne Kim. Amari Lampert. Claudia Leone. Yana Noe Logan. Manaya Lewis. Luna Liu. Benjamin Luckow. Joseph Mullen. Nicole Overton. Nikki Reddy. Kate Santa Cruz. Lucas Smith.
Here.
Michelle Song.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Here.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Henry Wade. Adele Williams.
Here.
Everest Yan.
Here.
Analia Nunye.
Here.
There's 21 members present.
Thank you. The time is now 6:47. We've got 21 members present, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. Just as a point for everyone, I realize that the agenda, I don't believe, is in this packet, so if you want to pull out your laptops, feel free to do that. And I am going to... I'm going to begin with the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagano, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagano are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayagano dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagano people, past and present, to these lands and waters. And now we are hearing resolution number 36, recommendation for the student activity fee for 2022-2024.
Yes, so resolution 36, how we discussed just a few minutes ago. You can look at it at the box. You can also look at the appendix that shows all the math, the percent change and everything. But the New York student activity fee for the 2022-2024 byline cycle is $310, which is an increase of $1 from the last byline cycle. And yeah, you can see the breakdown of all 28 byline orgs on the same resolution, and they all add up to $310.
Representative Vaughn.
Motion to vote.
Do we have a second? Any dissent to that? Representative Smith, you can, just kidding, I'm sorry, we cannot. Are you withdrawing your motion? Is your motion on the floor? Okay, perfect. Can I have all those in favor of the resolution? Raise your placards.
What's the information? I don't know what that is.
Okay, can I have all those opposed?
Point of order. Is this is a vote to vote, right?
No, yes, this is a vote to vote. All those opposed, please raise your placards. Okay, all those abstaining. Give us 1 second, we're just waiting for the Zoom.
Point of order. Do we need simple majority or two thirds for this? Another point of order of the entire voting body or members present?
And then point of information. I'm just a little bit confused why his dissent was like not taken into account.
Because you can't dissent on that motion.
Oh, okay.
You can dissent to, so you can dissent to it. What it's a motion that doesn't have debate, right? So if you motion to end debate, a vote occurs. It's not something that you can debate or give speeches for or against before the vote happens, if that makes sense. So his dissent was taken into account in that it wasn't like passed unanimously, and we took a vote, but that's generally the rationale behind that. I hope that answers the question.
Did you see anything on Zoom? Can we have some indication from, or maybe can you watch Zoom? For this one. There's two of them, so I just don't know. Sorry, everyone. Dylan and Amari, if you can hear me, if you can raise your hand if you're in favor. Okay, raise your hand if you're opposed. Okay. Raise your hand if you're abstaining. Okay, amazing. Okay, so in a vote of 12-7-3, that motion fails. Representative Smith.
We just get to talk now, right? Is that the phase? Okay, yeah, good. I think it would have been really, really bad precedent for the assembly to have had no discussion, even if we had like very little that we actually tangibly wanted to say. That just shouldn't be a thing because the fee is significant. So just passing it without any discussion is bad. That's my thought too, personal opinion. Good to have room. In terms of what we're looking at here, I guess dollar increase over the past year. Once I guess I finish my short comment, be curious if there what the trend has been in the activity fee beyond that, if you know, and offer that has or have been like up, down, all around. I guess we know from like the cycle before that. For context. Besides that, I guess my thoughts on this fee allocation are that I'm skeptical, I guess, because of the appropriations process was less than perfect, I think, this past year. I commend the work that the Appropriations Committee did, first under Representative Baker and then under Representative Valencia. But I think there was a lot of imperfections and just general inequities that were introduced by nature of the way things went. And there's not really specific blame to give for that. But it's just how I feel on this. And that makes me skeptical of this being the best work and the best student activity fee that we could have got to. So yeah, with that, my only other question was the traditional, if you have beyond last year, where the fee has been at.
Representative Overton.
Oh, sorry. This is just like a point of personal provision. Representative Siff, could you like repeat a little bit what we said at the beginning? I couldn't hear you very well while you were speaking, and I just like want to like know what you said towards the beginning. That's like it, just because I can't. I haven't been able to hear Representative Siff very well like throughout this meeting for some reason.
Yeah, you're kind of hard to get back here. You gotta literally pull up.
Okay, gotta cut me off. So. First thing that I asked was where the fee has been beyond last year. So more traditional or more historical data on the fee, which hopefully we can put that in context as well, beyond our dollar increase since the last cycle. And then I just voiced some skepticism towards the fee as outlined, because I think that it was an imperfect appropriations process specifically this year. That's the summary.
Okay, so to answer your question, in the 2018-2020 cycle, the fee was $234. Then that made a big jump to $332 for the next cycle, but President Pollack said that was too high. So then the actual fee was $274. And then it went to 309. So it's been kind of like, it was like set and then it increased by a lot. And then like, it's been like, kind of like staying where it's at.
Representative Templeman.
As a member of the Appropriations Committee, I'd just like to second some of Lucas's points. I mean, this appropriations process, again, it's no one's fault really, just based on the circumstances, like due to COVID, we had to give clubs a lot of extensions to get their documents together. And that led to a lot of extra meetings and a lot of rush things and also issues with committee attendance. So there has been a lot of issues with this appropriations process. Again, no one's specific fault. It's just what the circumstances were. So I feel like given that setting the student activities fee is probably like one of the most like monumental things the student assembly does, I feel like it's important to reconsider it, especially like holistically now. I mean, we've discussed that like individual clubs, but I still feel like it's worthy of some discussion.
This might be a question to Representative Smith and Representative Templeman. Are there like specific organizations you'd like to like revisit? Because I know you both like mentioned that you want to revisit in this meeting, just so that we're like not doing a back and forth. Okay, Representative Yan.
Thank you. It's kind of a comment in general. I know throughout all these meetings we've been having this semester in which we've kind of passed a law and byline report.
Sorry, it's a bit hard to hear.
Oh,
you.
Okay. Yep, is this better? All right, I'll
do that's it. Better.
I continue from the beginning of my allotted time.
What?
Oh, can I continue from the beginning of my allotted time?
We're not timing.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right. I guess throughout this semester, during our meetings, we kind of passed along the byline reports noting, we might cut later and like raising. I saw a lot of raising of allocations, but promises of that we would lower the fee eventually. I know many of us, actually like the vast majority of us, campaigned on lowering or even abolishing the student activities fee. I know many of us attended protests to lower student fees, and it's quite astounding that we haven't lowered it, and yet we've even raised it, even in a season where a lot of these organizations have hundreds of thousands of dollars in rollover money. And I pose a question to both the APSCOM and the general body of where did we go wrong? Where did we fail our constituents?
Okay, Representative Eisman raised his hand.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yes. I really appreciate and want to echo what Representative Yant said earlier. I think it's kind of quite shocking when you look at the breakdown of these numbers that even with an almost 20% decrease to SAFC, that the overall student activity fee is higher, especially considering that I would say almost every organization on here had at least some significant amount of rollover. And regardless of whether or not they had like a concrete plan of like spending it in the future. Like, I don't think really increasing, like some of these are over 200% increases are really necessary. And I think it sets a really poor precedent in the future where, you know, reducing it later would probably hurt these organizations more than just continuing, like just to be more realistic now, I guess. And there's like a, there's a few in particular. I don't really want to kind of go into that unless other people have opinions they want to share specifically.
Just fair respond, I guess. Okay. So I just want to say that this fee wasn't something that I just came up with, right? It was the Appropriations Committee, and then I brought that report to all of us, right? So I think while everyone brings valid points, right, we could have brought these up earlier, right? Like looking at the bylaw reports, looking at everything, as opposed to waiting until now when I have, when we have the final report and everything. So yeah, just remembering that we came up with this fee together, like not just the Appropriations Committee, but the Student Assembly as a whole. And yeah.
Okay, point of information.
This is like part, or I guess for both Representative Eisman and Valencia, correct me if I heard this wrong, but I think he mentioned a 200% increase. Valeria, is that a typo? Because it says like that, is that supposed to be a minus sign?
For which organization?
Class councils.
Okay, yeah. So for some of those, they look big, but that's because two orgs combine together. So senior days and class councils combine together. So that's why, like senior days, all their budget went to class councils. So overall, it's class councils instead of two organizations. So that's why it's 200, that change.
Okay, I'm gonna start setting 30-second speaking times. Just as a reminder, everyone, this needs to be passed today. So I would just say there's been a lot of complaints on the floor. If you have a specific organization or if you have a specific part of the budget you'd like to discuss, like please give us substantive conversations and comments, or we're gonna be here all night. Just so that you guys know, this report is due on Tuesday and we will be voting tonight. Representative Williams.
Yeah, I just really quickly wanted to echo what the finance VP said. We all discussed all of these allocations and it was all fair votes for, I mean, members were present and we all voted and discussed on these extensively. I think that we made a lot of cuts and we made a few raises for select organizations. The finance committee was extremely strict with their funding this year. And I think a $1 increase is way less than I even expected. Because obviously there's inflation, there's more students on campus, there's more need. And I'm really surprised that we are discussing this now when we were very stringent with the funding in the first place. Thank you.
I just want to apologize. I don't think that was over 30 seconds, but I wasn't actually keeping time for that. But I am keeping time moving forward. Representative Baker.
So my comment regards Cornell Concert Commission. I see a typo in here. It should say 1350. They requested 1350, but on the byline report, one of the numbers in here says 1356. So I think that's why the typo happened. So just to motion to amend the Concert Commission allocation to 1350.
That was a motion, so I'm going to take a second if there is a second. Okay, Representative Katie. Oh, microphone.
Can you just please verify through the past byline one just to make sure it's correct? I believe that it's very possible that's just a typo. I just want to make sure before we amend this.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the byline report. Also, Concert Commission requested 1350. So on the byline report, it says the recommendation was 1350. And then in the text of the rationale, it also says 1350. But then under at the vote totals, it says only 1356. So that's why I think that's where I think the typo came from, the 1356, but it should be 1350.
Second point of personal privilege.
Okay.
Would that also then, I assume then we would change the totals as well as then change the following proceeding allocation that goes to SAFC that increases to an integer as well.
Well, I didn't sit here and add up all of these numbers right here.
Yeah,
so I don't actually know if these add up to 310 or not. Okay. But I'm just saying for concert commission only. All right.
In that case, second.
I actually want to make sure before we do a formal vote. Representative Valencia, is there any way you can cross-check real quick?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Thank you. Because I just want to make sure the total's 310, because it would not be great if we turned in this and it's wrong. Not sure. If anyone's a math genius and wants to do this, that would be great too, because I haven't taken a math class since high school, so.
So.
I'm guessing like this came from an Excel sheet, so Representative Valencia, like, yeah, I don't really think we have to do all this manual adding.
I just added up all of the numbers on this recommendation right here, and the 1356, using that number gets the 310. So if we correct it to 1350, then we'll have to take 6 cents away from the extra given to SAFC so that it's still 310. So we would have to motion to amend concert commission and SAFC.
Okay. Yeah. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So motion to amend Cornell Concert Commission to read 1350 and motion. Student Activity Funding Commission to read 113.04.
Second.
Okay. Do we have any dissent to that motion? Okay, amazing. I will take that. Any other questions, comments? Representative Mullen.
Yeah, I would just say I've heard some of the concerns from earlier, especially in regards to the fee. I think a $1 increase compared to last cycle where it was increased by 40% is overall a net positive. However, we should consider in the long run some reforms to the process for the student activity fee very clearly, especially considering the rollovers, which have been mentioned quite consistently. That needs to be addressed. And if rollovers are accumulating, we should get them back. In addition, we should consider if this is, as some people have mentioned, a tax levied on students. We should consider whether we should apply this tax equally to all students as we currently do, or whether we should consider applying it on a more graduated circuit based on students' income potentially. All these kind of reforms should be considered, in my opinion, because currently I think this process is a little bit unstable, and I think we should reform it in some ways, but that's for future. I think we should vote on this as it is now.
Is that a motion?
I think other people have comments, so I'm not gonna motion right now.
Representative
Yan. I'm on the second speaker's list. Speakers. Okay. Yeah.
Is anyone else still on the first? Because I know you're on the second. What? You're not. Okay, Representative Katie.
I wanted to first thank all the previous speakers for all their acknowledgments. I think it shows a lot that we care a lot about these institutes. I just like to highlight specifically, I honestly agree with a lot of points heard from both sides. I'm of the perspective that I don't think we should have raised the student activity fee, yet I don't see this as a very marginally large raise. I think that if we are to have a constructive conversation, we have the space and time right now. I really would like to talk about specifics if there are concerns about specifics. If we want to talk about equally evaluating every single byline organization, we've brought up clearly and had discussion about issues with that. I think that's totally fair here. So, I really would like to say, if there are students here who are saying the fee is too high, we need to address that. We need to say this here and now. If there are students saying we're not allocating, we cut too much money from certain ones, we have the space, we have the time here. Please, please look at specifics. Don't just say, I dislike this or I dislike that, or it's a tax or something. and recognize the fact that as a student assembly, we can have these constructive conversations. This has been a byline year like nothing ever before. We have had an appropriations committee that struggled to have quorum at times. We've had organizations that are facing new and unprecedented challenges after an unprecedented new year. Oh, I'm over time, I'm sorry. I congratulate everyone who's worked hard on this, but recognize that if we are to do the best job for the student body, here is our space to do it. So please don't use specifics, or please don't use generalizations, use specifics. Let's be constructive here, please.
Okay, guys, I'm so sorry. I've been horrible at keeping time here. That's awful. I'm taking full responsibility for that. So I'm going back to 30 seconds speaking time, and I will be, Carson's gonna give you guys a 15 second time signal. 30 seconds speaking time. We are still on a first speakers list. So if you're a second speaker, please keep your placards down. Oh, also, I just wanted to reiterate, multiple people have mentioned, this has been a really hard byline cycle. I'd like to congratulate VP Valencia as well as VP, as well as Representative Baker for all the work that you guys have done this year. I think that we really should just acknowledge that. It has been hard. I was in like those meetings when like trying to make quorum and stuff wasn't happening. A lot of orgs asked for insane extensions this year just because of the pandemic, stuff like that. So I want us to keep that in mind when we're going through these conversations. Okay, with that being said, I'm taking questions and comments. Representative Gleiberman.
Request for 1 minute to address some of the specific concerns that Representative Katie brought up. Request for 1 minute of speaking time to address some of the specific concerns that Representative Katie asked for.
I'm going to keep it to 30 seconds, just because I know, like, this is going to be a long conversation, so I just want to keep it to 30 for now. Any other, so I'll open up the second speaker's list now, since we don't have anyone.
Can I go?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll try to make this as fast as possible. I think a few of the big ones, convocation as of now, commencement is moving to a 2-day event, so convocation is not going to look the same as before, and I think the university is going to get more involved because basically, it's not going to look the same because commencement is now 2 days, not going to be convocation and then commencement. I think there are places where we could have done cuts. I know everyone loves students helping students, but I don't think anyone realized they have a $200,000 rollover and they give out $15,000 a year. Like, the math doesn't add up in my head. We have orgs that are giving salaries to people.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Representative Yan.
Thank you for all the comments made earlier. I do think a lot of these organizations do have valid and meaningful missions for the Cornell community, but there are some just like egregious examples. For example, the Athletics and Physical Education Department, which is, I'm going to specifics, a university department. It's just like totally ludicrous. We pay $70,000 to go here, and then the administration asks us more money on top of that for their own purposes.
Okay, Representative Fernandez.
Yeah, and this might be problematic, I guess, but I have been working on the students helping students like grant or whatever, like trying to make it more accessible because there's so many restrictions. And like, I've been in contact with the chair of the financial committee, and like, I don't really care, like whatever, maybe next semester they'll respond to me and like, we'll figure out a way to make it more accessible. But students helping students is so restricted because they have to follow like financial aid, like student act, fee we have to pay.
Fine. Okay, sorry. Representative Smith.
Curious if you can clarify what the vote on resolution 36 was through the appropriations committee.
Like this final resolution?
Correct. So, right. So this is a legislative action.
It didn't go through a committee because we just did it today.
Right, so that's problematic now.
So we can, in the charter, right? Like, if it's like a pressing issue, then we can like skip that committee part.
Okay, I'd say that I would have liked to have somehow seen the appropriations, still had seen the final fee and gave their thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think that would not have been possible since we literally.
I also just want to clarify that this is the process that it went through the last byline process, so it also did not go through committee. Representative Eisman.
Yeah, I just had a point of information. So this is going back to the amendment that was made. I'm pretty sure if we're reducing Cornell Concert Commission or adjusting it, I guess, to $1,350, then shouldn't the Student Activities Funding Commission be rounded up to $113.16 and not lowered to $113.04 to hit the $310 student activity fee? I just want to make sure that that's math is correct for that amendment.
Point of information, the reason that happened is because the 1356 number was used to get to the 310, so then you have to take that away from the SAFC in order to still arrive at the 310.
Okay, I'd smile upon some motion. Representative Mullen.
Yeah, if no one has, I mean, I've heard a lot of, you know, people raising certain organizations that they think there should be additional cuts to. I would just say, I think this process needs to be completed. I think we should just take the $1 increase. And in my opinion, what we need to do next semester is look at how we can reform this process for future years so that this doesn't continue the way it was done this year, because I completely agree that this is a frustrating thing. There are certain clubs that we shouldn't fund. But if there are no objections or no substantive things that should be cut, I would motion to vote.
Second. Okay. So we're voting to, yes, we're voting to vote. Okay. Can all those in favor of ending debate raise your placards? Can all those opposed? Can all those abstaining? You opposed? Okay. Okay, so in a vote of 12-7-3, this motion fails. Okay, everyone. So like I said, we're gonna need a vote today. So I completely understand that there are like questions, there have been concerns raised. I'd smile upon some sort of motion because I think we've just been talking at ourselves for like 30, 40 minutes. Representative Katie.
I think people, and correct me if I'm reading the room wrong, but it sounds like people would be more comfortable with possibly, and I don't personally agree with this, but I understand why people feel this way, of removing a dollar from the allocation somewhere. I would remind you, the Student Assembly is one of the byline organizations. If we are to put our money where our mouth is, we could remove some money from there. And there were also multiple organizations that were mentioned, there were issues for it. I suggest we go into debate about possibly taking some money from the Student Assembly allocation, or as additionally in association with that, other organizations.
Was that a motion?
I don't have specific amounts, so I can't.
Point of information, I would recommend not taking more than 50 cents from the Student Assembly. Just around $1.50 is what it needs to operate. So just don't, if you take something from it, don't take more than 50 cents.
I would also say, and this might be controversial, I feel uncomfortable changing organizations' allocations after they came and sat here and we voted and we emailed them and gave them all this information, and then like behind closed doors when they're not here changing their allocation looks really sketchy on our part. We just lost our Sun reporter who is no longer here to even talk, discuss this situation. I would just like that to be in the back of people's minds when we have this conversation. Representative Mullen.
Yeah, I would second that. I don't think that, I think the headline will be, if we take $1 off, the headline will be, we kept it the same. If we raise it $1, the headline will be, we raise it $1. I don't think it's gonna be that much of a deal. And honestly, like I've said multiple times, I think that we consistently are arguing about $1, like whether students should pay more $1, when we should be thinking more structurally about whether this fund, this fee should be structured the way it is. That's something that we can't discuss right now, at least not in the confines of this meeting. So I think we just passed this the way it is.
Thank you. Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, I want to bring up a thing about the Student Assembly, because most of the allocation to Student Assembly actually goes for the Summer Experience Grant. I think it's just frustrating because while the fee hasn't gotten, fee hasn't raised, I think we missed an opportunity, missed a huge opportunity to save students possibly like tens of dollars, like $50 potentially in terms of when you look at all the rollover across all the orgs.
Point of information, summer experience grant only constitutes a third of the SA budget.
I would also like to just reiterate and remind everyone that after we turn in this allocation, the president has the leeway to look through this and basically reproportion everything. I'm gonna guess if we cut this by $50, that wouldn't have cut. That is my personal guess. But I also like would defer that to the rest of you. I would say that, like, to me at least, this seems quite reasonable. In what? So in the 2 years since the last byline cycle, we've increased this $1. Again, $1. Representative Yan.
I'm heartened by the concerns that some people expressed over the structural issues of the appropriations process. I hope we can address that in the upcoming semester, but I think there are chances for concrete benefits we can bestow upon students now. I first of all like to motion to amend the athletics and physical education allocation to $5.
Second.
I just say that we already lowered them to $7.25 from their original $9.08. So just something to keep in mind.
Point of personal privilege, could you repeat that?
Yeah, so for athletics, they requested $9.08 and we already voted to reduce them to $7.25. So just keeping that in mind if you want to reduce them further to $5.
Okay, Carson.
What was the appropriations committee's what was their recommendation again?
It was $9.08, and then the student assembly overturned that to $7.25.
Okay, so in that case, it's already been overturned,
yes.
And it would only require a simple majority to set a new number.
Oh, no worries. This is a question on my part as well, is would we have to go back to the original resolution or can we do it in this report?
I'm not sure.
there isn't a specific thing in Appendix A that specifies what amendments look like after the after it has already been approved, as far as I can tell. But there also isn't specifically a rule against, as far as I can tell, amending the allocation before you approve it. So interpret that how you will.
Okay, so we had a motion on the floor, we had a second. I am gonna ask Wendy, is there any chance, do you know if we have to go back to the original resolution? All right, I just want to make sure we do this right. So we had a motion on the floor to change the allocation for athletics to $5. Can we do that just now on this, basically the sheet that we got from Valeria for resolution 36, or do we have to go back to athletics original resolution?
Okay, first it wasn't a resolution though, it's just a byline report. They're not
resolution. Oh, sorry, do we have to go back to the byline report to do that?
I will have to check on that as well. I think you guys can do it right here in this.
Okay.
But yeah. And like you said, even if this gets passed as is, President Pollack does have the discretion to shuffle things around as well. So let me just double check and find out.
I can't
get on my computer because my computer died. So
thank you. So I just received information from the Office of Assemblies. From Gina, that in an email that told me that nothing can be changed at this point since the SA already approved those amounts. And she's checking the charter real quickly, so I'm just gonna put a pause on that for like 1 second.
Point of personal preference, or
So I'm just going to like table your motion for 30 seconds and then I'll keep the conversation going. Come back to that if we hear something. Representative Yan.
In case that there's complications with the treasurer, I will amend my amendment to say, adding on a line at the end of the resolution saying, "Dear Martha Pollock, we misspelled $5 and we accidentally wrote $7.25.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. In case there are complications in which statutorily we cannot amend the actual text of the resolution, I'd like to change my amendment to say, quote unquote, it would be included, I guess, in line 49 where there's a blank. Sorry, Mrs. Pollock, we misspelled $5 at $7.25.
Can we dissent to that?
That's
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. I'm saying this right now.
The last tonight.
Like,
but no.
I actually mean this. This is not a joke. I'm sending an 80-page report to President Pollock. Like, you should be taking this seriously. Yes, an 80-page report.
Is that a combination of all the resolutions?
Yes. I'm going to be sending an 80-page report. We are not going to make a joke of the byline funding in our resolution. But there was a second to that. So do we have a dissent to that?
Yeah, I dissent.
Okay, and then let's vote. Can I have all those in favor of adding that line to this resolution? Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining? You did? Yeah, okay, because I had yours in. Okay, all those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 1 to 16 to 1, not fails. Okay, so we're, 2 to 16 to 1, not fails. We're still waiting to hear about the $5. I'm going to keep the speakers list going. Representative Lacow. Or
Luckout?
Did I say that
right? Luckout is fine.
Luckout? Okay.
I don't mean to take anyone's time, but if it eases anyone's mind, there was 6.5% inflation in the last year alone, which means that in 2020 dollars, the student activities fee is decreased by 2020 dollars, which means that we've done a great job of beating inflation, and hopefully that can expedite this process.
Representative Juan. Yeah, and I just want to kind of like build on that. I mean, with regards to what Gina said, if that's true based on the fact that like we can't change it, I think the precedent for this resolution, like the resolution where we actually pass the full student activities fee, should be the simple fact that like there is no discussion, because we've all already discussed this at length, at great length. We've discussed this so much, like we've spent so many hours on it. And like, the idea is that we've already agreed upon it, and this should be our moment of unity and agreement.
That's time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Mullen.
Yeah, I just want to second everything that's been said, especially the fact of inflation. You know, it is true, like, we didn't raise the fee. When you consider a dollar, it's not a raise of the fee, it's actually a decrease. In addition to that, I just want to second what President Anonye said, which is that we still have to contend with what we're going to get back from President Pollock. So it makes no sense to go in and have this long debate about taking $1 off when we don't even know what we're going to receive back as the final fee. So I think we should anticipate that first.
Representative Katie.
With all due respect, I disagree on that last point about the authority in making these decisions. I think we should recognize the Student Assembly does have some say with President Pollock on this personally. I also don't think that if we have a serious issue coming, I don't think we should cut from any actual byline organizations. I think we could cut from the Student Assembly and look towards other areas of Student Assembly funding from the rollovers that everyone seems to have issue with. For example, the Summer Experience Program, we've talked extensively about organizations with large rollovers that we could draw from. That could be a possible solution for that, just throwing that out there. I'm not gonna motion anything yet, but should it not be possible we can't cut from that, does that motion come up, we have
that's
that option.
Fine. Oh, yes. That's a motion to extend by unanimous consent. Do we have a second? What? 15 minutes.
Second.
Second. Dissent. Sorry, I just give it 2 seconds. Okay, you actually can't. Okay, so we're extended to 7:45. Oh yes, we're voting. All those in. Oh, we're voting. Okay. Okay, so we're extended to 7:45. Again, everyone, just so you know, if we don't get this done this meeting, we're gonna be doing special meetings until we get this done. You can't do so. Oh yes, we have to vote. Okay. Okay. So can I have all those in favor of the 7:45 time raise your placards? All those opposed, please raise. All those abstaining. Okay, in a vote of 17-2-1, that passes and we're extended to 7:45. I am checking. Sorry, I'm getting my emails in from Gina. I'll keep the speakers list going while I get that finalized. Representative Baker.
Motion to vote.
Motion to vote on?
On this allocation.
On the allocation?
Complete total allocation.
Okay. Second. So that's a motion to end debate? Yes.
Did you hear back yet about like whether we could change it at this point, like from the Office of the Assemblies?
Okay, so this is what I just got. The GPSA is explicit, the SA Charter is not. The committee submits its final recommendation in the form of legislation, implies the resolution is inclusive of all individual approved allocations. So it's at my discretion.
Point of inquiry?
Yes.
Oh my God, I just had it. I'm so sorry. I lost it.
Okay, sorry. So I'm going to entertain that motion to vote.
Oh, I remember. There's a motion on the floor already. Ever since. Yeah.
Okay.
Point of information.
But since it's technically at my discretion, then I'm going to decline that motion. I'm sorry. So I'm taking the motion to vote. I'm taking the second. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards, of ending debate? Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining?
Point of order.
Yes.
Can, I guess, question directed to the chair and to the parliamentarian. Can the chair just refuse to hear motions? So I think this would be broadly applicable in case maybe the chair refuses to hear a motion to vote.
You guys can vote to overturn my whatever.
Yeah, I'll make this point of order.
You can motion to do that. So, I mean, oh, but we're in voting, but after you can. Okay, so in a vote of, wait. Okay, how many people do we have? We have 15, 20. What is 2 days? Okay. 14. Oh, okay. In a vote of 13-5-2, that fails. By 1 vote. Okay, so we are back on the floor. Representative Yan.
I guess the previous comment was moot, so I'll just reintroduce motion to amend the fee of athletics and physical education to $5 instead of $7.25.
Point of inquiry?
Yes.
Everest, would you be comfortable just lowering or just only going to $6.25? So it's just a dollar, so we are at the same amount, or possibly if you feel insisting on removing more, only removing from the student assembly, so we're not removing from other byline organizations?
I guess I'll take information on that. President Anonye.
Seconds, my chair just like broke.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Point of information. Sorry.
Okay, just give me 30 seconds. Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So we have a second to that motion. Do we have any dissent to that? Dissent. Okay, so now we are voting to vote. Can we have all those in favor of ending debate raise their placards?
Point of order, if we're moving into the amendment as a separate question, isn't there a period of discussion on the amendment?
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, sorry. Hope this is better. If we're moving into this amendment as a separate question under the broader question of the resolution, is there not a separate discussion period allocated for the amendment?
You put a motion on the floor.
Yes. To amend.
So now we are voting on the motion.
Is there not a discussion period for amendment?
You put a motion. So we are voting on your motion. So now we are voting to end debate to go into voting on that. All those in favor of ending debate, raise your pockets. Okay, if you're raising your pockets, like actually raise your pocket. Okay. All those opposed, raise your pockets. Oh, we got one there. Okay, all those opposed, raise your pockets.
This is to end debate and go into voting on Everest's amendment.
This is to vote on Everest's amendment.
$5.
Okay. All those in favor of ending debate, raise your placard. All those opposed. All those abstaining.
I meant to put opposed.
Point of order. When we vote on Everest's motion, does it need 2/3 to overturn the chair?
No, it needs a
simple majority to overturn the president's decision.
No.
That would be 2/3.
This is a motion to vote on a $5 allocation.
When did we revert to that? And did he withdraw the overturning a motion?
Because the vote on the guys were just there.
I'm sorry.
So we're at $5. Right now, you are voting to see if you would like to vote on Everest's resolution. Okay. All those in favor of ending debate, raise your placards. Okay. All those opposed. All those abstaining. Okay, and a vote of 8-11-2 got fails. I would highly smile upon a motion to vote. Representative Vaughn.
I literally don't understand why we're literally talking about these semantics that we've already discussed everything way, 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 way too much. So with that, I'd like to motion to vote, and I swear to God.
Okay, so this is a motion to end debate to go into voting on the resolution. All those in favor, please raise your placards.
I have a point of information when you're done.
If you're raising your hand, can you please actually raise it? Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining? And a vote of 11 to 62, this fails. Okay.
Point of information.
Wait. So that's a motion to extend. To what time? Okay, to 8.
People have to leave, y'all.
A motion for a 2-minute recess?
No. Okay. We're going to 8:00. We have a second. Can I have all those in favor? Please raise your placards. All those opposed, please raise your placards. All those abstaining, please raise your placards. Okay, not everyone voted.
Point.
So can we have everyone inquiry. Vote again?
Point of inquiry. How do you, like, if we can, like, can we leave because people have other things to do? And two, how do we do a proxy vote? Or just like.
Okay, this is where this is challenging. I'm going to be frank with you guys. To pass this resolution, we need to have 2/3 of the entire student assembly, which means, a majority, thank God. We're gonna need a majority of the entire student assembly, which means you all need to stay here. Also, you should want to stay here. We've been working on this the entire semester. This actually matters, and I think we're making a joke of something that's really serious, and I'm actually kind of frustrated. Or I will just call special meetings the entire weekend and make them mandatory. Okay, so.
Point of information.
Now we are voting on the extension to 8:00. All those in favor, please raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? That was opposed. Okay, in a vote of 16-1, that passes. Our meeting is extended to 8 p.m. Okay, Representative Gromeyer.
I'd like to speak in favor of what Representative Van was going for with the like 525 or potentially like, I don't know. I think we should take this seriously. I think we need to look back at some of the things that like the 200,000 overflow, like I'm still a little unclear on if we're allowed to do that or not, or like, you know, change it. But I still think this is something we should, you know, we should look through thoroughly.
Okay, and just as a clarification, proxy votes are not allowed for this vote. Representative Williams.
Yeah, I was just going to ask earlier, so I know the chair's decision was to not allow changes. Are we still able to fix the typo, though? Because that was what's in the resolution.
We already did that.
Okay, so I was confused if it was confirmed or not. Thank you.
Representative Katie.
I'm a motion. Okay, I think a lot of people just want to say we're not increasing it. So I motion we remove 50 cents from the student assembly and 50 cents from the athletic and physical education, and then we can just vote and get this over with. And then there is no increase, and we can all go home and say we all did our job.
Actually, just kidding. So the student assembly can overturn the OPSCON recommendation by a 2/3 vote. The vote has to take place in the same meeting. So it would have had to be in a previous meeting. I'm pretty sure.
Point of order. The 725 was not the OPSCON allocation, right?
Okay. So, I don't know if we're...
Just to quickly answer your question, no, the OPSCOM allocation was 908.
It's not the OPSCOM allocation. Basically, I'm being told it's at my discretion. You know what? I'll let you put the motion on the floor if you'd like to. Representative Katie, you have a motion on the floor.
Yeah, but if we
can
can't
you
change
reiterate your motion?
My motion was the student assembly we remove 50 cents from and athletics department we remove 50 cents from. That will lower the total allocation to 309 so we can all leave saying we have kept the student activity the same. But if we cannot change a student assembly, then I will change that to just physical education, or excuse me, athletics and physical education goes to 625. So we're still funding them with their rollover, and we can all leave happy saying there is no increase.
Point of information, I think a better way of going about that, since SAFC was allocated 1266, then you just take 38 cents from them, and then
the rest, 50 yes.
from SA, and then math, 12 cents from the athletics.
All right, so 12 cents from athletics, and then the, can you say the exact number again? From
38 cents from SAFC brings them to the 1266 they're allocated, and then the 50 cents from the SA.
Point of information, so it says it was an additional 44 cents in added to SAFC in the resolution. So it wouldn't be 38.
Can you repeat that?
It's 44 cents they added, not 38 in the resolution.
Oh, no,
that was including the typo.
You took the 6 cents from SAFC, so I'm starting from a 113.04, and then you subtract 38 cents, brings you to 112.66.
So again, so now it's motioning, we move 12 cents from SAFC.
No. 38 cents from SAFC.
Excuse me.
You would do 12 cents from athletics, 50 cents from SA.
Yeah.
I thought we couldn't do SA, so
you need me to hold on. I would also just say, which we're entertaining your motion. I don't think we're going about this the right way. It seems odd to me to just be going back to take out money without like very much reasoning, except the fact that we don't want 310, we want 309. But there is a motion on the floor. Can you tell me your specific dollar amount?
I agree with that sentiment. I just think at this point, it'd be better if we just go home. And I think that would make the most sense.
Okay, but sorry, I'm not countering you, but we want to go home is like not a good reason. I would like to reiterate that so much.
I agree.
I would rather us stay here till 2 a.m. doing this meeting. But then on our student assembly record, you say that we're messing with people's budgets because we want to go home. I think that this is horrible reasoning. We had meetings the entire semester talking about these, and then we're like fighting over a dollar, which like a dollar is a significant amount in the byline process, but the way we're going about this, I think is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah, so the specific numbers I chose, and I'm happy to speak to that if I'm allowed, was that I don't feel comfortable removing from any student organization, because I believe the student assembly would be, for the same point you talked about, it'd be extremely inappropriate if we took money after this whole byline cycle. That's why I suggested we take a dollar from the student assembly. I put that out there, we debated it, nothing came of that. It's clear we can take money from SAFC because we're already extra allocating them, so we are, the whole SAFC fund, the 38 cents, is merely because that would match what we're already giving them on extra. It's money that's going towards nothing. So that is how we get what would be the 50 cents from the student assembly and the 38 cents. 50 cents from the student assembly specifically. If there's anyone who has specific concerns about that, for example, the summer experience fund. I think we've talked a lot about rollovers of specific organizations. I'm not on APSCOM. I don't think it's appropriate for me to list organizations now. And going back to my original point, I don't want to take money from random organizations. We can find somewhere to fund that if that's a specific issue. And then finally, the 12 cents from athletics, because we have tried multiple times to go into voting. We haven't gone to voting, as well as there's been a lot of debate about removing, I think it was originally a couple dollars from the athletics department because of their rollover. So the rationale is the rollover from the athletics, which we're only taking 12 cents, the 38 cents from SAFC because they didn't ask for it, and the 50 cents from the student assembly because I don't want to take any money from any student organizations. And I feel that this is a compromise that would please all parties and put us in what would be an appropriate allocation that doesn't increase the funding, and we can all say that we didn't increase any funding, which seemed to be a big concern of many voting members.
Okay, so your specific motion is what?
Specific motion is 12 cents from the athletics and physical education. So that would lower their allocation to whatever 725 minus 12 is. 38 cents from SAFC, because that's the specifically, again, the money we said we're not going to, they didn't ask for it. Then the 50 cents from the student assembly, so that we are not taking any money from any other student organizations, because I agree that I don't think it's appropriate to make any changes at this point But I think that, you know, it makes sense to go to 309. So parties in this debate, we can come to a reasonable conclusion together and compromise.
Point of information, you mentioned summer experience grant. That wouldn't be touched. Decrease in a $1 significantly over budgeted. So that remains a $30,000 rollover even after 2024. So that would just cut down on that.
I would add to, okay, okay.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to decrease student assembly funding by 50 cents, decrease athletic funding by 12 cents, and decrease SAFC by 38 cents. Do we have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Do we have a dissent to that motion?
Dissent.
Okay. So now we are voting to vote on this allocation. Or not this allocation, on this amendment. Okay, so can I have all those in favor of ending debate raise your placard? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, in a vote of 14-4-2, that passes.
I motion to vote on the allocation, partly on the budget. So, the whole thing. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Wait. Yeah, because 14 makes 2/3. So that passes. So now we are voting on negative 50 cents SA, negative 12 cents athletics, negative 38 cents SAFC. All those in favor? Wait,
point of information, how many votes does this one need? 2/3 or majority?
Simple majority. Okay. All those in favor, please raise your placards. Those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay. In a vote of 13-5-2. Sorry, give me a second. So this needs 13-5-2, that passes.
Point of information, I just wanted to repeat the new allocations so that the record doesn't mess up. So SAFC 112.66, student assembly, $1. Athletics, concert commission, 1350, athletics, 13.
And that puts us at a 309 allocation. Okay. Representative Warren.
Motion to vote on the final student activities fee.
Second.
Any dissent to that? Representative Gleiberman.
Yeah, I just think we should talk about it more. Just vote now.
Okay, your microphone isn't working, so can you just use a different one moving forward? Okay, so that means that we are on a vote to vote. All those in favor of ending debate, please raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? And a vote of 11-62, that fails.
Can I just add something? I think we've been going about this for like about an hour, right? We had plenty of time throughout the semester to go through each and every single org's allocation. Yeah, so that's my two cents.
Representative Mullen.
I would just urge everybody, please, I'm begging you at this point. We have just lowered it to 309. We've satisfied the demands, which I agree with, of if not raising it, then just keeping it the same. However, yet again, I want to reiterate the point that President Munyon made, that the final decider of this is going to be President Pollock. She can quite literally just undo the change we just made. So I think what we should do is just pass the change that we just fought this compromise over the past hour, pretty much at this point, go home, and then when we receive back the feedback from President Pollock, we can have another debate about whether we want to reform how we do this process. But I don't see any profit from just continuing ad nauseum to debate this, even though we just decreased and got the $1 that everybody made a big deal about. I think at this point, let's just wait, get the feedback, and then go home.
I'm going to be honest. My guess is when this report is rewritten, athletics is going to be at 908. I highly guess that that's what's going to happen. When athletics came to speak to us, it was very clear that administration is not really willing right now to pay for athletics in the way that we are currently paying for them. I want that to be something that we're considering right now. I also think I'd like to reiterate, I do think that like it looks bad on us as a student assembly to invite organizations to come speak to us, have full conversations with them, ask them all these questions, have a full debate in front of them, and then have a basically secret meeting when they're not here, weren't invited to this meeting, and then completely change their allocation. I think that we should be considering that throughout this conversation as well. Representative Templeman.
Yeah, I just wanted a clarification on something Representative Baker said earlier. So like now, even given the 50-cent cut to student assembly, they still have a rollover?
It's just way smaller.
Wait, sorry, what? Oh, okay.
So at the end of 2024, with the 150, they would have a $30,000 rollover still. So then this just like diminishes that. Not completely, but.
Okay, thanks.
I'd also like to say we diminished the student assembly rollover in like 30 seconds. This is our organization. So we literally just did that to make a point right now. So I want that to be on record that we literally just did that to make a point in this conversation that I don't think should be that contentious. Representative Gleiberman.
Of all the things Martha could get mad at us about, I don't think in any way that she's going to raise athletics. Athletics needs what it needs. It needs like 525 to function the next 2 years. The rest was just stuff they wanted to do. I agree if we would have cut them below that, we would have gotten some pushback, but it's like things like club insurance and athletics, like they're gonna fund them at what it costs to maintain them, and that what it costs to maintain them is less than what they're allocated right now.
Representative Mullen.
Yeah, I just want to ask though, I mean, at a certain point, what are we doing this for? I feel like now we're pretty much just doing it so we can go back and say that we, the student assembly members, lowered the fee by like a dollar or whatever. Like we lowered it by $2 if we then lower it again. It's like, I feel like we're thinking more about the Daily Sun headline than we are just about what literally makes sense and makes common sense in this process. And what makes sense is that pretty much the final decider of this will be President Pollock. I don't think that's the way it should be. I'm in favor of changing that, but I don't think it brings us any merit to drag this debate out further when that is the way it is, and we should decide to change that, not at this meeting, but at a future meeting once we have this report back, I think. So I'm in favor of just finally ending this. Rather than fixating on our egos, we need to just conclude this debate.
Okay. I can't make a motion, but I'd actually smile upon a motion to increase that SAFE funding back to what it originally was. And this is my reasoning. My reasoning is that we just had Liz come to speak to us for 20 minutes, and half of the assembly was talking about how we would love to find funding for her like free period and the free tampon like resolutions that she's working on.
stuff like that we wouldn't be able to fund if we don't have any money. And I think that that's like really important. And I think that those are the kind of questions we should be considering. So I would like to, I would smile upon a motion.
Motion to increase the SA funding to back to its original amount, I guess. Back to the original amount.
Second. Do we have dissent to that?
I would highly smile upon, or would you consider amending your original motion to decrease 50 cents more from athletics?
It has to be a whole number. No. Okay.
Thank you, Lucas.
Okay. Can I have all those in favor, please? Oh, that's okay. So we're voting to vote.
One point of information. If it has to be a, if the student activity fee has to be a whole amount, then we'd have to either give 50 cents to SAPC then.
It'll just be reallocated. For SAPC.
Motion to extend time.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. I'm going to do the motion and then we'll take your extension. Okay, so motion on the floor, we have dissent. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, raise your hand. So this is ending debate to vote on Lucas's allocation to add 50 cents. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, in a vote of 14-3, that passes. So now we are voting on increasing the SA's allocation, up, increasing it by 50 cents. All those in favor of increasing, please raise your pockets. All those opposed?
I had mine up for you.
Okay. All those opposed? All those abstaining? In a vote of 12-5-3, that passes. So that's reverting FA's allocation. Okay, so now we have a motion on the floor to extend debate. How long would you like to extend?
Like 10 minutes, hoping we can vote at the end of it.
Second.
Okay, so that's extending to 8:13. Mm-hmm. Can I have all those? Wait,
yeah,
that's extending.
Yeah,
we have a second. Do we have any dissent to the extension? Okay, what's your dissent?
Want to go home?
That's not but really.
You're like, stalling
we're
the
have
vote.
To vote.
Okay, but I'll take your dissent. Can I have all? So we're voting to vote. All those in favor of, and would it be ending debate? Can we actually?
Because, or you can retract your dissent. Either way, Annie, we're gonna have to stay here.
Okay,
I mean, technically, we wouldn't have to stay here. We would just have to do a meeting this weekend if you guys want to do this again, but I'd prefer not to. Okay.
Thank you.
So, motion to extend debate by 10 minutes. Can I have all those in favor of extending debate, raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? In a vote of 16-2-1, that passes. We have now extended debate till 8:13. I would really smile upon a motion to vote. Representative Mullen.
Second.
Okay. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Oh, that was close.
I think I counted them wrong. I'm sorry. Can we just revote? All those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, in a vote of 11-6-2, that passes. It's majority, but it's majority of no. It's a. It. I think it might be majority of the essay. Let me just check real quick. It's supposed to be for the vote on the allocation. It needs to be majority of the student assembly members, correct? I'm checking right now.
Point of order, this is a vote to vote, right?
What?
This is a vote to vote and vote to end discussion and then move into the question of the
vote. Is this a vote to vote?
On the budget.
Okay, so yeah. This is a vote. Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry guys, I've done a lot of votes today. Okay, so in a vote of 11-6-2 that passes. Oh wait, that fails. Oh, sorry. Okay, that fails because it needs to be 2/3 to go into vote. Yeah, we're ending. So it needs to be 2/3. So that fails. Representative Yan.
Again, I'll reiterate my opposition to the athletics and physical education current allotment. It's not a matter of decimals and dollars or trying to go home at a certain time. It's the fact that, you know, A, this guy that came to us presented his presentation deceptively, changing things between both the ABSCOM presentation and the one he gave the General Assembly. And the fact that it's just ludicrous that, you know, students who can barely, you know, support themselves and stay on campus are paying for a university function. I'd like to reiterate my support again for lowering it to 525, which is what they rightfully should be allocated instead of this bloated allotment.
Okay. So we just had a second. What was your allocation?
Yes. I'll motion to amend athletics and physical education to 525.
Okay. So that was 525. We have a dissent, so now we are voting to vote. Can I have all of those in favor of voting on 525? Yeah, so, oh, sorry, so this isn't 525. So this is to end debate. Please raise your flag. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, and a vote of 7-10-2, that fails. I just have a question for the people who are voting no on the resolution. Can you please start articulating why you're voting no? So that we can like at least have that debate. I Everest has articulated it, his viewpoint multiple times. We've been in here for an hour and a half, so like can we discuss why we're voting no? Representative Eisman.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where the sentiment from like the student activity fee has to stay the same came from, but I think my issue is also specifically with athletics. I think it's really problematic and should raise a red flag to everyone here that whoever, especially the people who are on the Appropriations Committee, was very misled during the hearing for the request of additional funding. And I think it's, I don't know why there's such a disparity in agreement amongst having students shell out even more money to something that I personally don't believe and many other students don't believe should be paying for at all in the first place. And to continue to give them funding at a higher level when they already have hundreds of thousands of dollars in rollover and have no concrete plans of reimbursing the student body and even a discounted rate for gym passes, for example. In respect to the certain other organizations. While yes, we have as a student assembly at least briefly talked about each of these organizations, I think the rush timeline, especially those in the past few weeks, have really been neglected into like thoughtful consideration of where these numbers are coming from and how this money is being spent and how it will impact organizations.
Okay, so I'm gonna move it to 20 seconds speaking time because I think this is gonna be a long conversation. So Genevieve is timing for 20 seconds starting now. Representative Templeman.
I just wanted to quickly say that I agree about the athletics and physical education department. Like, I think that it should be cut, but I also think that that's just kind of infeasible to do at this point. I think we should just vote on the budget.
Was that a motion?
I mean, enough people want to speak, so I'll just say no.
Okay, I'd smile upon a motion to extend debate for 15 more minutes. Okay, thank you. Can I have a second? Okay, what can you voice your dissent? You can voice your dissent. Okay, can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Extending to 8:30. All those opposed? All those abstaining? In a vote of 15-1-2, we are extended to 8:30. Representative Katie?
With all due respect to the people who have refused to enter debate, I put forward the allocations that we then changed of lowering SAFSE, lowering athletics, and lowering the student assembly. So it would be a budget that had no increase. And with inflation, you could pretty easily argue we're saving students quite a lot of money. I understand there's a lot of criticisms, but at this point, this body is clearly motivated on debate, or ending debate and voting. Anyone who's holding up debate at this point, who's not made an allocation request, is just delaying this allocation process, which I think is very, very, very disrespectful to the student body. I tried to come in with compromise. We've clearly decided we even won't vote with that. So in that case, I would say it's really disrespectful to not vote or to not end debate.
Agree wholeheartedly with that sentiment. I think this has been incredibly disrespectful to all of our byline funding organizations. Representative Lookout, did I say it right? Okay, but I want to say it right. Lookout, okay. And then can you use the microphone?
I think that in terms of caring for our constituents and making a point to preserve their economic purchasing power, if that's what we were truly concerned about, even just meeting 309 is still a $20 discount from last year's fee given inflation. And so we've done a great service to our constituents in just meeting last year's allocated fee. That being said, I think any more debate on this topic is superficial. Thank you.
Representative Vaughn.
Yeah, I just want to agree with Representative Luckow's point. You know, at this point, we've already all discussed this. I've repeated it several times, but building on the previous sentiments of just, I guess, like disrespect that this is coming from, I guess the biggest thing is that, like, I'm gonna be really blunt. Either way, we're gonna get some hate for it. Some people are gonna say, oh, you didn't lower it. Some people are gonna say, oh, it stayed the same. It's gonna happen. So at this point, any kind of argument, you know, trying to lower by $3 feels so purely performative, just trying to argue like, oh my God, guys, we lowered it $3, yay. Like, come on.
Representative Mullen.
Can I motion to vote on the whole budget?
Yes. Second. Okay.
Representative Katie is bleeding right now. So I don't know if we'll have, do we have enough people to vote without him?
Okay, so have a dissent to his motion to vote? Okay. Representative Gann.
I'm expressing my dissent, right?
Voice your dissent.
Yeah. I think it's extremely disrespectful not to save students as much money as we can, especially when we're giving it to organizations that clearly don't need it.
Amazing. Okay, so can I, we are voting to vote. Can I have all those in favor of ending debate, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed. All those abstaining? Okay. And a vote of 14-3-3, that passes. So now we are in voting on this resolution, which needs a simple majority of, I believe, the student assembly, but I'm just gonna cross-check real quickly. But can I have all those in favor of the resolution, please raise your placards. Okay, all those opposed? All those abstaining? Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, and a vote of 11-7-2, that fails. We need a majority of the student assembly. There are 29 of us, which means that we need 16 members. Yes, we need 15 members.
Point of information, I'd like to clarify that I don't think we're gonna get 15 by in this meeting, just how people are talking. And so I'd like to motion to adjourn and have more people at another special meeting where we can realistically get that number, because I really don't think we'll get there.
Wait. So just to clarify before we take that motion, this needs to be done by Monday. So, what? Just wait. So, oh, you were so right, it failed.
Yeah, the budget, so.
Okay, wait, sorry. I'm just cross-checking to make sure we're doing everything right.
We're counting them as absences. So if you leave, it's an absence. Yeah.
Okay. So we failed the byline. It needs a 2/3 vote to be overturned. Still waiting for more information.
fire.
President Anunia, didn't Genevieve motion to adjourn? Like,
what?
Didn't Genevieve motion to adjourn? Like,
we can't hear you.
Oh, didn't Genevieve motion to adjourn, like, and then bring this back at another meeting? Or are we looking at the rules if that's allowed now? I'm a little confused.
I did. Yep, she you're did. Right. I did motion, but
yeah.
Did motion seconding. Wait, we got a second already.
Yeah, I seconded it.
Okay, so basically, guys, I'm just explaining this. We failed the byline, which means technically we don't have a byline anymore. And so I'm getting like play by plays from Gina right now to figure out what we're going to do about that, because it's looking like we might not have a
actually point of information. So if we don't decide this by Tuesday or if we fail it, it just reverts back to the 2020 to 2022 as that recommendation, which is $1 less.
It's going
to
be the same allocation that we have.
Which means all the work representative or VP Valencia did is like out the door, I'd say, by the way, and all of our work.
Point of information, does that keep the distribution the same from 2 years ago?
No.
It'll be the distribution from
2020 to 2022. Like last
year. I mean, yeah, so like the last one. So they're doing some back end research right now on how to do this.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I personally don't really want to throw all these extra meetings, long hours discussing this budget down the drain by reverting it back to like the previous budget. And I don't even know, because I just agree with like the chair. This is just extremely disrespectful to do this behind closed doors. Like, it's literally like, I'm just very frustrated right now, especially because like changing plans, like, this rapidly, like having, we would have to have this meeting tomorrow, and who knows how long it's gonna go, because a few people who have not submitted amendments to this, like, you know, I know Representative Vian did, but it keeps getting voted down, like, for what? Like, just so we could do this again tomorrow and then have to revert it and have the club's funding messed up? Personally, I don't really want to mess with their funding like that, so I don't know. I would just say we should be more professional with this. That's all I want
to
say.
I just want to add to that. Not setting a byline budget has never happened before. So just being blunt, it's pretty embarrassing as an assembly. It's one of the few things that we're tasked to do, right? So, I mean, if you want to be known as the only assembly that has failed to do its job, go right ahead and keep on not making amendments. Keep on voting this down. It will look poorly on you all.
Sorry, guys. So the budget has been reverted. So I'm just trying to figure out if there's anything we can do about it, but I think that might be it.
Point of inquiry. I thought we had until like 2 weeks before the end of the semester to complete this. Isn't that technically December 4th?
What?
I said, isn't it technically like before 2 weeks to the end of the semester, which wouldn't that be December 4th? So why is the budget already reverted?
That's wrong. So by Tuesday, we need to have the report in. By the 2 weeks that you're talking about is my report to President Pollack, which is the 80-page document I was talking about writing. But all of that is void right now because we just failed it. So I think.
Okay, so quick question.
Would be if we can motion to bring it back on the table, which I don't think, I'm gonna say we can motion to bring this back on the table. So that'll be kind of our compromise there.
Well, point of order, I think we have to accept, I think the meeting time has expired.
What?
Oh, 8:30?
8:30. Representative Mullen. Okay.
Point of order.
Yeah.
As I learned last year, you're not allowed to bring a resolution like the same thing back, like within the same, like, aren't there like strict rules about bringing resolutions back again? The same way. Yeah. I just don't think they did last year.
What we're doing right now is instead of not cutting anyone's funding, we're ignoring a solution that would allocate almost every byline organization exactly how the Appropriations Committee and this assembly body decided. And instead, we're deciding, you know what, we're going to throw that out and we're going to throw out the baby with the bathwater. That's absurd. If you have an issue with the budget, take the issue with the budget and take the compromise we put out. We said we can do 309. We put one forward. It took money from the student assembly because we don't want to take from violent organizations. It took money from athletics because there's been a serious proposal to take money to athletics. If you care about taking money from athletics, you could have voted for that and you didn't. It finally took money from SAFC because we gave extra money to SAFC. We put forward a we put to a vote 309 as a possibility and we shot that down because we decided we want to continue debate. So we continued debate and we voted and we failed. So you took the chance to continue debate and you ignored that. You took the chance to say stay at 309, you ignored that. Now we're both screwed.
Okay, so we're gonna go back to
Motion to extend time before?
Oh yeah. Can we have a motion to extend to 9 o'clock? Can we have a motion to extend to 9?
Second.
Do we have any dissent to that motion?
Yeah.
Okay, no dissent. Again, if you leave, that counts towards your absences. Can I have all those in favor? There's no dissent. Can you just do a
by unanimous consent?
Any dissent to that? Amazing. Okay, so our meeting is extended to 9 o'clock.
I have a point of personal inquiry.
Yes.
This one's for Representative Mullen. How many meetings can you miss? Is there like a limit on how many meetings you can miss before you're penalized?
Three?
Okay.
Just want to add a couple of things. If we don't set this budget, right, we're giving athletics 908, which is higher than we gave them now. We will not have the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal because we won't be able to pay it. And most of these stores are going to get more funding than whatever we discuss now. PFC will get 50 cents. We just voted to defund them. The SA will receive $4 as opposed to $1.50 that we have now. ISU would take a 219 cent cut. We would be seriously messing with everything. And like I said, if you want to be known as the assembly that couldn't do its job, go right ahead. You're on track to do that.
Okay, so Annie's dissent was to re-propose resolution number 36. Vice President Valencia, can you reintroduce it as resolution number 37?
Yes, so motion to introduce resolution 37, the recommendation for the student activity fee 2022-2024.
Second. Any dissent to that? Representative Grandmeyer.
Although I am overall in support of this resolution, I do think that we should try to have another meeting with more members present. That's why I've been voting no this whole time. Like, I'm happy with the budget, but like, I don't know, we're leaving a lot of people out. Like, we should be taking this seriously. And I think everybody's doing a great job, but like, I do want to kind of sleep on it and hear like more about it.
Okay, to respond to that, we have to table it anyway, because it would be like a new resolution.
I would also like to say, like, we've been stalling this vote the entire time. So now we reintroduced resolution number 37. It would actually have to be tabled. Yes. Yep. Yep. I'm calling for a meeting at 8:31.
Oh, we didn't vote to table.
We have to table it first.
Yeah.
Can we table? Table by unanimous consent. Second.
Second.
Any dissent to that? Amazing.
Motion to adjourn.
By unanimous consent.
Motion to adjourn by unanimous consent.
Second.
Okay.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.